Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Dock workers celebrating at the Port of Baltimore after the union ended a three-day-old strike that threatened to cause severe damage to the U.S. economy. Longshoremen's Association Vice President Scott Cowan.
I'm happy for them so they can get back to work and take care of their families. I mean, they've been out here for 3 days around the clock, so this is a good thing for everybody. It's a good thing for the state, the port, and all the members here and all their families.
Workers from Massachusetts to Texas agreed to a tentative deal to raise wages by about 62% over the next 6 years. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney went to bat for Vice President Harris at a rally in Ripon, Wisconsin.
Now, we may disagree on some things, but we are bound together by the one thing that matters to us as Americans more than any other, and that's our duty to our Constitution.
Democrats are hoping Cheney can help them win over GOP voters. Across the lake in Saginaw, Michigan, former President Donald Trump warned of the dangers of electing Harris.
Instead of a golden age, America will instead be plunged into a dark age. Your family finances will be permanently destroyed.
Mr. Trump returns to Butler, Pennsylvania this weekend, site of the first assassination attempt on him. Elon Musk says he'll be there, too. The recovery from Hurricane Helene is entering its second week. And in Asheville, North Carolina, Mayor Esther Mannheimer
says, "We are still in a crisis mode. We are still in the search and rescue mode."
She says part of the problem was the unexpected.
There are people that died in the storm that lived in homes in areas that had never before experienced flooding.
The death toll across the South has topped 200. Three former Memphis police officers are facing prison after a mixed verdict in their federal trial over the beating death of Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop. CBS's Elise Preston.
Two other officers pleaded guilty before the trial even began and actually testified. Nichols' family said even with the mixed verdict, they feel like all five officers have been held accountable and they feel like they have received justice for Tyree Nichols' death.
Grammy voting is underway, and the group behind the awards continues to diversify. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
In 2019, the Recording Academy pledged to add 2,500 women to its voting body by 2025. It's still 2024, and they've already added more than 3,000, a 27% growth in the last 5 years.
The overall membership is still 62% male. S&P futures up 14. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A decades-old mystery surrounding the death of baby John Doe in Kenosha County has reached a conclusion without criminal charges. The infant's remains were discovered in 1989 beneath a bridge over the Des Plaines River. The remains were exhumed in 2016 for DNA testing, leading to an identification of next of kin in 2022. Despite treating the case as a homicide, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department say they had to close the investigation. Due to a conflict in the district attorney's office in Kenosha, the Racine County District Attorney's Office worked the case and declined to file charges. They've not made a comment about why no charges were filed despite a DNA connection being found. As six Racine City Council members continue their boycott, the body is looking for another rep. The deadline is today for Racine residents in the 14th Aldermanic District to apply for a vacant seat on the Common Council. The position became available following the resignation of Alicia Jarrett. Interested individuals must submit their applications by the end of the day. Nothing got done at this week's council meeting due to the boycott. If things are resolved by October 15th, they may appoint that new member from the 14th. And an interactive production of Treasure Island starts its run today in Racine. Through Sunday, you can see the Racine Children's Theater performance at the Theater Guild. A statement says audience members will become part of the show, helping to create stormy seas, mosquito-filled jungles, and ghostly treasure caves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I love this team. You know, I love them. I'll never be able to duplicate 2024. And it didn't end the way we wanted to. And you know, tragically, actually, you know, it felt like it. It felt like a tragedy.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
It's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice or you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and windy with a high of 75. We could catch an isolated thundershower tomorrow night. Then a little cooler Sunday with sunshine and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
My favorite holiday is April Fool's Day. And some people try and bring me down, say it's not even a holiday. I think that's the greatest holiday there is because the way it's structured. Because on April Fool's Day, you play a prank on a friend of yours, and then you yell the name of the holiday at them. You guys feel me on that, right? I don't see why we don't celebrate every holiday like that. Like, who set fire to my mailbox? Happy Valentine's Day! You're the one! That's romance, plain and simple.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Having breakfast right now? Eggs for breakfast? Forget about the eggs for breakfast. 69% of Americans say pizza is a great breakfast food. The poll also found we eat an average of 180 slices per year, or roughly two pizzas per month, all on our own. I've seen what Americans look like. I believe it. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, you hear on the news? The port strike is over. That's great news. Toilet paper for everyone. There was this big panic about toilet paper again. That's the first thing we always panic about, isn't it?
Sooner or later, love is gonna get you.
WRJN has provided local news, now timeless hits for you. At 7:14, I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this, it's Friday morning. Good to be here. Someone asked the internet, if you had to wear a t-shirt with your most used phrase, what would your t-shirt read? Here's what they said. No worries. Even though, you know, people have worried since they're 5 years old, 24/7. I don't know. I just work here. And here's another one. Basically, everybody uses that word. I think you're on mute. That's the anthem of the virtual meetings everywhere. That makes sense. I'm not a doctor. It is what it is. That's like a dismissal. It is what it is. Good luck with that. I say that all the time. What a day. Whatever works, to be perfectly honest. And this is going to take you back if you're a fan of the TV show Superman. Great Caesar's ghost. Remember Perry White used to say that all the time? At 7:15 at WRJN, coming up just a moment or two here. We're going to have Dick Graceffa on. He's going to be talking about the high school football game of the week straight ahead on WRJN. Got to keep it here.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin. And the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. What did Chris say to twist? He said to twist something. I have to go back and listen to that. I want you to twist this. Oh, no, it sounds like it's going to hurt. Dick Graceffa is here. He does our play-by-play for high school football. And it's another beautiful night tonight. A clear, perfect, clear sky with maybe an aurora borealis in view tonight, by the way, they said. So just look to your north when you're doing that game tonight. If it's a real clear sky, you might be able to see it. Lows around 58 tonight. Perfect high school football weather. And Dick, what's on the agenda tonight?
Well, we'll have Waterford visiting Wauwatosa Central, and this in the past has always been a very competitive game. Last year, it was a defensive game. Waterford won in the last 30 seconds, 10-6, to win the ball game, and a lot of playoff implications tonight in this game. If Wauwatosa Central wins, they become playoff eligible. If Waterford wins, they need just another win in their last 2 weeks to become playoff eligible. So we're getting down to the end of the regular season, only 3 weeks left of regular season, and our county schools are doing pretty well. Three of them can become playoff eligible tonight with a win. Racine St. Catharines has already qualified because, of course, they're undefeated for the season. So it's getting down to the end of the season and becoming very exciting as we get ready to roll into playoffs.
I've been to Waterford High School a few times. They have that big Renaissance, a Madrigal thing going on every year. I've been to that a couple of times. And I just went to the Special Olympics. I think they were at Waterford High School. And so I went there. Yeah. So I know the high school. What, now, I just asked you before we went on the air, where's Wauwatosa Central? And you told me it's located where?
In Paddock Lake.
And it wasn't always Wauwatosa Central, you said.
No, it used to be Salem Central years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago. And then they renamed it, did a lot of renovations to the school. In fact, they got a new field house last year. Beautiful. I called a sectional final basketball game there. And just beautiful, beautiful facilities out there.
Okay, and next week it's going to be an all Racine contest. Racine Horlick at Racine Case in Hammes Field. That's going to be for bragging rights, huh?
That's going to be a war of a game. Because both coaches want to win that game. But again, interesting, tonight both Case and Horlick with wins can become playoff eligible. But you throw the records out when those two play. That'll be a packed house next week.
And that's at Hammes Field. That's a new field, though, you said, right? They just redid that place?
Oh, yeah. Everything. It's, if you haven't been out to see it, you got to take the time to go out there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's Racine Horlick at Case. That's next week. And tonight, beginning at 6:30 pregame, it's Waterford at Wauwatosa Central out in Salem, right? You said it was? No, Paddock Lake. So, a little quick thing. So, it was a real sad night last night when the Brewers, the Mets hit a home run, and that's baseball, you know? And the Mets had an amazing, when I was a kid, I used to get tickets to Shea Stadium all the time. In 1969, my dad's company had season tickets. They had a box of 8 tickets. And every weekend, my dad seemed to purloin about 4 tickets for me and my friends. So, we went to Shea Stadium all the time. And they called that year the Amazing Mets because they went up and won the World Series. This is another amazing year for the Mets. And when you get that kind of momentum, it just didn't stop last night.
Right. And that's with the Brewers having a good bullpen, supposedly good closer. So they're hot. They're hot right now.
Yeah, and, that's the way it happens. You know, you win, you lose. And I feel bad because the Brewers were in first place the whole season. And all of a sudden, boom, one home run knocks them out. I felt bad. I was saying earlier, I felt bad for the announcer. He was almost crying. He said, well, that's going to end it now. And we'll be back in 2035. I mean, I felt, because you can tell he's, you're all season long with a team. And then it's a heartbreaker. It really is.
Yeah. It really is. You're correct.
All right. So we have high school football tonight. Tomorrow, we have Purdue at Camp Randall to play the Badgers. This is going to be breakfast with the Badgers. Our pregame starts at 9 a.m. So get your scrambled eggs and bacon ready. You can enjoy the Badgers on WRJM. Sunday, the Packers are on the West Coast. The game's a little later than usual. The pregame is at 1 p.m. Packers against the Rams. But it all starts tonight with high school football. Waterford at Westosha Central. And Dick Graceffa calls the play-by-play. Now, if you have a relative out of town, let's say, and grandma lives out in Arizona, she retired out there, and she's out in Tucson or Phoenix, you say, well, she can't hear the game. She can. The game is streamed live at DG Sports. That's for Dick Graceffa, dgsports.mixlr.com. That's dgsports.mixlr.com. So grandma can hear the game tonight. Now, out in grandma town there, I think they're, I don't know if Arizona or wherever is on the mountain time or Pacific time, but you'll figure it out, right? So grandma can hear her grandchildren play football tonight out wherever she is. And so I wish you a good, safe game tonight. It's going to be a beautiful night, as we said, a clear, perfect sky. Temperature fall perfect. Lows 58 degrees tonight. You be safe. You enjoy, and you have a good game tonight. We'll all enjoy listening to the game on WRJN.
Thanks, Don.
All right. Thanks. Dick Graceffa doing our high school sports for us here at WRJN. Again, pregame 6:30, game time, kickoff 7 o'clock, Waterford at Westosha Central. Coming to you live from Paddock Lake tonight. It's 7:26 at WRJN, and you know what time that is. It's time for Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. Once upon a burgeoning art form, a solitary group of businessmen, an absolute iron-fisted monopoly, controlled the entire motion picture industry in the United States. It was called the Motion Picture Patents Company, otherwise ominously known as the Trust. You were a movie producer. You made the movies they told you to make. You owned a movie theater. You ran the movies they told you to run. And they enforced their autocracy by the most effective means available. That is, they controlled all of the patents related to motion picture arts and sciences. And when that failed, they used goons and guns. Well, along came three reckless, naive fellows, three nobodies, who decided it might be fun to try to bust the trust. The Feature Play Company, they rather awkwardly called their insignificant selves, planned to make movies their own way. And all of the hopes for their success rested on a solitary project, a movie yet unmade, the script for which company members hand-scribbled on a train on their way to the location where they planned to shoot the movie. It was to be a Western, this make-or-break movie. A good story, all agreed, but the meter was running now, and the rail fare alone threatened the company's modest resources. It was a sunny, beautiful afternoon when the train pulled into the destination station, and the 32-year-old director, brimming with optimism, got out. Whoops. He looked around, and almost instantly his smiling, hopeful expression collapsed. For the Western saga he and cohorts had composed had assumed as its setting the traditional cactus and tumbleweed topography one associates with the Wild West. But the selection of Arizona for their location land had not been quite specific enough. For here, where they were now, in the high terrain of Flagstaff, Arizona, were green mountains and pine trees, no cactus, no desert, nothing to suggest stereotypical cowboy atmosphere at all. "We can't shoot the movie here," the director exclaimed. And the others agreed. But what else could they do? Hurriedly write a screenplay better suited to the setting? Or quit and return home? Or get back on the train and just stay to the end of the line? And it was the last option which they chose. And because they did, the movie business would never be the same again. For the main objective of the Feature Play Company was to make feature-length movies. And that was a practice strictly forbidden by the Motion Picture Patents Company, which had insisted that the consumer would never sit through a movie more than a few minutes long. And yet in the autumn of 1913, when the motion picture industry was still based in the East, three upstarts named Jesse Lasky, Sam Goldwyn, and Cecil B. DeMille decided to make a feature-length Western called Squaw Man, and they did. And some say that picture marked the beginning of movies as we now know them. For Squaw Man, starring Dustin Farnham, was made and released and succeeded because instead of giving up, C.B. DeMille and friends got back on the train and they stayed on till it stopped in a town called Los Angeles, where they rented a barn northwest of the city in a sleepy little village where they created a Western atmosphere, which they transformed into a kingdom ultimately to be called Hollywood. And now you know the rest
of the story.
Hey, to learn how your business can be a part of the sponsorship of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call WRJN during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category-exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. It's 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check news now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After evading authorities for almost 2 months, 18-year-old Latrell Davis was arrested in Kenosha Wednesday. He's alleged to have played a role in a deadly Racine carjacking and shooting in August. Davis, the last of three teenage suspects to be arrested, faces several charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. Police say he's connected to an August 8th shooting that resulted in a death and an injury. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says people should ask the Racine County District Attorney's Office why charges weren't filed in connection to an infant's death in 1989. Kenosha County investigators announced yesterday the closure of a 35-year-old cold case involving an unidentified newborn found dead in 1989. Due to a conflict in the Kenosha County District Attorney's Office, it was investigated in the Racine County DA's office. DNA technology helped investigators identify the infant's next of kin in 2022, but the Racine County District Attorney's Office ultimately decided not to file charges. Another pig is shutting down. The Piggly Wiggly store in Oak Creek is scheduled to close early next month. The closure adds to a growing list of Piggly Wiggly stores that have closed across southeastern Wisconsin this year, including stores in Brookfield and Racine. If you can take a pet displaced from the hurricane, check with your local shelter. Over 100 dogs and cats from South Carolina arrived in the area this week, and they are being sent to shelters across the state. Civic Media has set up a site for people to make donations towards Hurricane Helene relief. You can donate at civicmedia.us/help. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
If you're getting a little seasick watching the way dairy has traded lately, think seasonality. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, dairy, one day it's red hot, the next day it's not. Mike North, one of the primary traders with EverAg out of Platteville, says it is seasonally driven. Right now, buyers are looking for holiday supplies, and the fourth quarter of this year usually is the hottest quarter of the dairy year.
This time of the year, this is actually very normal. It feels a bit manic, but this is actually really normal. And it's what leads us off into those September, October, early November milk highs that we depend on to really push forward great opportunities. And so as I look at this market, it definitely doesn't have this step-by-step perfect rhythm to it. Cheese goes up, milk goes up, cheese goes down, milk goes down. Because right now, everybody's trying to get ahead of that next step of the seasonal curve and still satisfy this big demand that's coming at us really quickly.
Mike North with EverAg out of Platteville. Again, he expects that the fourth quarter will be where the magic happens for a lot of dairy. That's because demand during the holiday season is extremely strong, and it'll also set a tone for 2025. What did dairy do yesterday, and what's happening with the grain trade overnight? Numbers are next.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
On Thursday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped another 3.25 cents to 2.12. The 40-pound block cheese down 2 cents, $2.75. Double A butter stood still at 2.68 a pound. Fluid milk for November that goes into cheese unchanged right now, 21.83 a hundredweight. December's also unchanged, 21.17. December corn's down 2 cents right now at 4.26. November soybeans are up 3 at 10.49. Right now, the wheat down about a nickel at 5.98 a bushel. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and windy with a high of 75. We could catch an isolated thundershower tomorrow night. Then a little cooler Sunday with sunshine and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
There's a strange pressure to travel during summer. Are you going somewhere this summer? Why do I have to go somewhere? Well, we lived here during the horrible weather. Now that it's nice, we should go somewhere else. That makes no sense. And winter is some horrible weather, right? We're never ready for it. We're never ready for the seasons to change. Even in October, we're caught off guard. We're like, it's getting cold. What is this, every year now? But I should be used to it. I'm from the Midwest. All the memories of my childhood, it was always winter. It was winter and I was walking through slush past mounds of snow. When I was in high school, I saw a photograph of Siberia where Stalin would send Russian prisoners. It looked exactly like my hometown. Is that my bike? I asked my dad, I was like, why do we live here? Why would you stay? And he's like, well, you know, the severe winters, they really make you appreciate summer. It was at that point that I realized he was an alcoholic.
Hey, coming up, we're going to talk movies, have some movie fun. Not only with Brett Hoffman this morning, but also Pete Schwabba. That's straight ahead here. Local news, timeless hits with The Looking Glass.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
From 1972, The Looking Glass and Brandy at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Well, Brett Hoffman is going to be back live with us next Friday morning, but he's in Hollywood now, and he recorded something, a couple of things for us, because it's 5 o'clock in the morning in Hollywood. He recorded the new movies opening up this weekend. And, Brett, what do you have for us?
Well, there are two big new releases, and the first one is huge. Joker Folie à Deux. Joaquin Phoenix is back as the Joker, and that's known as Arthur Flack, who's institutionalized awaiting trial for his crimes as the Joker. While struggling with his dual identity, he stumbles upon true love when he meets Harley Quinn, played by Lady Gaga. This one is going to be huge. Go check it out on the biggest screen possible. The next movie is White Bird, A Wonder Story. Struggling to fit in with his new role at school after he's expelled for treatment of another student, Julian is visited by his grandmother and is transformed by a story of her attempts to escape Nazi-occupied France during World War II. Go check out a movie this weekend on the biggest screen possible. Joker Folie à Deux will be number one at the box office, but there's plenty more for everyone to see.
Okay, and Brett is back live with us next Friday. Coming up, Pete Schwabba.
There's only true and fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
The Monkees, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, some big movies are out this month, including the new Joker movie that Brett Hoffman just talked about a moment ago. So here's a quick reminder on movie theater manners. Are you ready? Someone had etiquette experts list the top movie etiquette rules everyone should follow. Here's what they listed. Arrive on time. Now, this is important to arrive on time because when you don't, a lot of theaters, you have to have the person get up out of their seat to let you in. Share the armrests. Don't save too many seats. Remember the Seinfeld episode with Elaine trying to save all those seats? Doesn't work out well. Be courteous if you're tall. I don't know what you want us to do, slump in the seat? I mean, I'm 6'3". Now, generally, my wife and I sit in the back row, so that's really not a problem. Once the movie starts, shut up. And don't talk about the movie on your way out. You might ruin it for the next group. Wow, I never thought that Bob was the murderer. You're ruining it. And here's something that's not on the list that I'm going to put on there. Shut your cell phones off. I think for 90 minutes, you can lose contact with the world. What do you think? Pete Schwabba, who's on the Civic Media Network, has an entertainment feature for us right now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kevin Smith fans have been wondering if there will be a Mallrats sequel for going on 30 years. Well, wonder no more. While discussing his new film, The 430 Movie, Smith told the New York Post there will definitely be a Mallrats sequel. The director says he spoke about the sequel with Shannon Doherty before she passed away from cancer. He says Doherty was all on board with the project, and she even told him she would go to the studio with Smith and play the cancer card to get it made if she had to. If you watch any TV at all, you've seen one of Ryan Murphy's shows. His latest is Monsters, about the Menendez brothers on Netflix. His new legal drama is All's Fair. The project took a hit when Halle Berry left, but there is no shortage of actors who want to work. Variety reports that Ed O'Neill will join the cast of the show that follows a divorce attorney at an all-female law firm. The show also stars Naomi Watts, Glenn Close, and Kim Kardashian. O'Neill is best known for his work on Married with Children and Modern Family. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete on 540 a.m. WAUK every night at 6 p.m. I like Pete. I've been on his show a couple of times. Great guy. It's 745 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her. And now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring the return of Pumpkin Caramel Kringle. O&H's special blend of pumpkin, spices, and smooth caramel has made it an annual family favorite. It's a sure sign that fall has arrived, so be sure to pick up one this week. While at O&H, grab several pumpkin donuts, rolled in cinnamon sugar or with cream cheese icing. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
W-R-J-N. Now, we just told you some movie theater etiquette a few moments ago, right? Well, actually, I have a part two to that. There's some more ones, more things you should never do in a movie theater, all right? Don't hold up the snack line. Figure out what you want before you get to the cashier. We mentioned shut up. Put your phone on mute. Let's add that, too. And don't talk through the whole movie. One day, this is back in the 80s, I took my daughter to a movie. This is the old Northridge Mall movie theaters. Remember those little shoebox theaters? And these three girls, just teenage girls, wouldn't shut up. So I went behind them when they didn't see me coming. And I said, ladies, we all paid a lot of money to be here today. please be quiet. They were so shocked that I snuck up behind them. They didn't say one more word for the rest of the movie. All right, don't get into a fight if someone else won't shut up. Don't take it upon yourself to make them. Ignore it, report it, or move your seats. Arguing with someone is even more disruptive than talking. And make your bathroom trip as discreet as possible. Stay low. Try not to get up during a pivotal scene. You know, there's an app called Run Pee. It tells you the best time to hit the bathrooms during any movie. Don't bring your crying baby to the movie theater. Everyone loves babies, just not in movie theaters. A toddler at a movie theater, forget it. Don't bring your toddler to the theater. Take your trash with you. Yes, employees come in to clean up after each screening, but they usually have limited time, so clean up after yourself. You know, I've seen this so many times. You're walking out of the theater, and you see this big pile of popcorn all over the place, cups full of ice just left in the seat holder. Come on, clean up after yourself, all right? All right. We told you Brett Hoffman is he's in Hollywood this week. Next week, he's back live again on Friday morning. But you know who's joining us right now with an Entertainment Minute? Yes, Pete Schwabba.
On your Entertainment Beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. On the set of Men in Black in the 90s, the production was held up because of Will Smith's gas. That is according to director Barry Sonnenfeld, who told Kelly Ripa on her podcast that the odor was so bad it cost the production 3 hours. Apparently, Smith and co-star Tommy Lee Jones were in a very confined space, and the not-so-fresh Prince of Bel-Air let one rip as he was apologizing to Jones. Ever the professional, Jones was actually willing to work through the stench. Always leave Hollywood parties before the devil gets there. Those are the words of actor Denzel Washington as he spoke about Sean Combs' parties to comedian Brandon T. Jackson. Us Weekly recently reported that in 2003, as Denzel and his wife Pauletta left one of Combs' parties, Denzel got in Combs' face and screamed, "You don't respect anybody." Tough to leave a party before the devil gets there when the devil is the one actually throwing the party. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And as I mentioned before, you can hear Pete Schwabba on AM 540 WAUK every night, 6 to 8 p.m. Fun guy. It's 7:51. We're looking for cloudy weather today with a gradual clearing this afternoon. Highs near 67. Clear tonight, sunny Saturday and Sunday. Right now it's cloudy and 63 degrees. Right here at Radio Park with every mother's son. Come on down to my boat at WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's the fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And one more time, let's check in with Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Headed to the theaters this weekend? Here are some films you might want to see and some you might want to avoid. The sequel to Todd Phillips' The Joker, Joker Folie au Deux, hits the screen this weekend. Joaquin Phoenix is back playing the title character opposite Lady Gaga, who plays Harley Quinn. The film is much anticipated, but receiving mixed reviews at about 50% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. Family drama Whitebird will also be out in wide release. The film is being called the follow-up to the best-selling book Wonder and stars Gillian Anderson and Helen Mirren. Whitebird is pulling in 85% so far on Rotten Tomatoes. And this week's dose of horror comes from the new Mel Gibson film Monster Summer. Gibson plays a retired police detective who teams up with kids at a camp to face a monstrous danger and save their island. The film has not yet been reviewed, so be warned. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And once again, if you want to hear Pete, you can do so on AM 540 WAUK. 7:55, we got Stones now. Get off my cloud.
I live on the palm and on the 99th floor of my block.
Skin.
may wonder where the fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.